Hello and welcome to the Toras Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be continuing with our study of Tehillim, Perek Pei Beis 82. This is a perek that is familiar to us as it is the Shir Shel Yom of Tuesday. The general theme of the perek is the primacy of a just society with courts of law that are moral and objective. This holds true not just for the Jewish community, says Rav Hirsch, but for the world at large. Without a just court system, there will be anarchy. Radak and Malbim identify the subject matter of this perek to be relating specifically to the time of Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, who attempted to rein in the injustices and corruption of his generation. Yehoshaphat is introduced to us in Melachim Aleph at the very end of that sefer, with very little information provided. Yet in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yod Tes 19, his attempts are described at length. Yehoshaphat was concerned with bringing about a just society where the weak were not taken advantage of and the court systems were not riddled with corruption. In general terms, we look at the first pasuk of our perek and we take note of the imagery of Hashem standing amongst the heavenly tribunal, judging the earthly mortal tribunal, man on earth. Mizmar la'asaf, Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel, a song for Asaf. Hashem is standing amongst the congregation of God. Bekerev Elohim yishpot, in the midst of judges, Hashem judges. Here, the Lashon Elohim refers to judges. It does not refer to Hashem. This tells us that Hashem is found within the justice system. And while the judges are judging their fellow man, the judges and those people that they represent, me and you, must take heed that Hashem is judging the judges as well. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. The Sfarno alerts us to the notion that when a Beis Din is established, Hashem provides the judges with divine assistance. Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel le'ezram ulaha'ir einehim lishpot tzedek. Hashem enlightens them and gives them divine assistance in order to bring a just verdict. But if they are corrupt, bekerev Elohim yishpot. Yishpot es hashoftim ve'ya'anisham kasher yatu mizeh. God will bring judgment on those judges. There is no hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As this perek that we are learning together is scheduled during the days leading up to Shavuos and the reading of Megillas Rus, this calls to mind, actually, the first pasuk in Megillas Rus. Vayihi bimei shvot hashoftim. And it was in the days of the judges. The time period of the judges was a period of time that was chaotic and was riddled with societal and moral issues. As the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Vayihi bimei shvot hashoftim, oy ledor sheshaftu es shoftehim, woe is to the generation where the masses judge the judges, ve'oy ledor sheshoftav tzrichim lehishafet, and woe is to the generation where the judges require judgment themselves, meaning from Hashem. And this is really relates to the very first pasuk that we have. Elokim nitzav ba'das kel, bekerav Elohim yishpot, that Hashem will render justice and judgment to those judges that are corrupt. And with that, the Meshorer continues and is addressing the judges directly. In Psukim, Beis through Zion, the bulk of the perek, he challenges them. And he asks in Pasuk Beis 2, Ad masai tishpatu avel ufenei rasha'im tisu sela. Until when will you judge unjustly and favor the wicked? Shiftu dal v'yasom, ani v'rush hatzdiku in Pasuk Gimel. Judge the poor and the orphaned. Defend them. Vindicate. Do justice to the poor and the destitute. Paltu dal v'evyon, rescue the poor and the destitute. Miyad rishaim hatzilu, and save them from the hands of the Russia. Until when will you take advantage of the less fortunate in society, the poor, the weak, the orphaned, when they come to a court of law to find justice, particularly against those more powerful than they are? Do not be swayed by their social standing and look at the facts objectively. In Sefer Devarim, Parsha Shoftim, Perek Tes Zion, the Torah warns us about the importance of judging fairly and having a sense of integrity and honesty. Lo sata mishpat, lo takir panim. Do not pervert justice. Do not show favoritism. Velo tikach shochad, ki ha-shochad ya'aver eneicha chamim v'salef devrei tzadikim. The judges are warned not to be susceptible to bribes. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. You should constantly pursue justice. L'ma'an tichyeh, so that you should be able to live. V'yarashta sa'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach, so that you should inherit the land that God gave to you. Constantly seek justice with a passion. Integrity here and a focus on tzedek, justice, seems to be a prerequisite for inheriting the land and, by extension, holding on to the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'yarashta es ha'aretz. Recall that many of the Mizmarim composed by Asaf or the family of Asaf are songs about Golus and Geula with prescriptions for bringing about that redemption. Here is perhaps another factor that can slow down our Geula, namely when there is no justice. The Torah, as we know, takes a very high interest in the welfare of the less fortunate and wants to heighten our sensitivity to those that have no advocate. A couple of examples in Sefer Shemos, Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kol Almana V'yasom Lo Ta'anun, do not oppress the widowed and the orphaned. In Sefer Devarim, Parshas Kiseitze, Perek Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo Satem Mishpat Ger Yasom V'lo Tachbol Beget Almana. Specifically, where the judges are warned not to pervert justice to the general society, but there is a specific prohibition of perverting justice to the ger and the yasom, of those people that are less fortunate than the masses, of those people that have no advocate. As Rav Hirsch explains, the prohibition is to ensure that we are sensitive, not to exploit a person's weakness or lack of protection. Here Asaf echoes those sentiments. Shiftu dal v'yasom, ani v'rush hatstiku. It's interesting, however, points out the Mitzudas David, as well as others, that when we are warned to judge the poor and the orphan fairly, this does not necessarily mean to always rule in their favor. This is not a directive to have an agenda-based court system. Shiftu dal v'yasom. Even if a judge's emotions sway him to have compassion on a dal, on a poor person, or on an orphan, to have compassion on them because of their social standing, if they are in the wrong or if they are liable, the verdict must reflect that. But we have to do it with chesed. If, on the other hand, they are innocent and the verdict is in their favor, take heed not to be swayed by the powerful and their bribes. Ani v'rush hatzdiku. If we pervert justice, then the integrity of the very foundation of the world is at stake. We must understand the implication of our actions. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu b'chashecha yishalachu. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk around in darkness, says Pasuk Hey. Yimotu kol mostei aretz. The entire foundation of the world is precarious. It can come crashing down at any moment. When there is corruption, the very foundations of the world weaken. That very foundation of the world, which was created on the third day of creation. Hence, one of the reasons for singing the song on Tuesday. Recall Mishneh 18 in the first chapter of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ashlosha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid. On three pillars does the world stand. Al Hadin, Va'al Ha'emes, Va'al Ha'shalom. On justice, on truth, and on peace, each one relating to the other. Shene Amar in Zechariah, as it says in Zechariah, Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Truth and judgment of peace you shall judge in your gates, in your cities. Those who pervert justice walk around blinded. B'chashecha yishalachu. They are under the illusion that their actions are not noted by anyone, let alone by Hashem, the All-Knowing. The Malbim explains that those that pervert justice are unaware of the damage they cause. They bring blindness on themselves, since Hashem's countenance is not shined on them. Furthermore, explains the Malbim, a society whose justice system is perverted will simply implode and transform into a dark, dysfunctional society. Here again, we cite Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim Omer, Heve mispalel bishloma shel malchus, pray for the welfare of the government. Shel ilmale mora'a, because were it not for the fear of the government, ish esre'ehu chayim b'la'o, each man would swallow his fellow man up alive. This speaks to the importance of having a functional government, a functional court system, says the Malbim. The final portion of the parak speaks to the immense responsibility that a judge may have, and the words continue to be directed at the judges. Pasuk 6, Vav, Ani Amarti, Elokim Atem, Uvenei Elyon Kulchem, I said you were supposed to be godlike and men of high stature. However, the corrupt judges or the corrupt people in power wield around their power as if they are immortal. But alas, Pasuk Zion 7, Achein ka'adam temusun uka'achad hasarim tipolu. You will die like a mortal man, and you will fall from grace. The more arrogance and greatness you give yourselves and you think of yourselves, the greater the fall. Now the Meshoar is turning to Hashem. Kuma Elokim, Shafta Ha'aretz, Ki Atas Inchal, Bechol Hagayim. He asks Hashem to render judgment and take up the cause of those who have been victims of a corrupt court system. Arise, Hashem, and judge the land. This too calls us back to Sefer Devarim, as Moshe recounts the events of the last 40 years as the Klal Yisrael is about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and reminds the nation, who are about to embark on setting up a society, he reminds them of the crucial element of maintaining a functional society. And one way to go about that is to focus on a just court system. Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk tes zayin va'atzave eshovteichem esahi lemar shamoa bein achechem u'shefatetem tzedek bein ish u'bein achiv u'bein geiro. A missive to set up a just court system. And lo takiru panim b'mishpat kakaton kagadol tishmeun v'lo tagur mipnei ish. Do not show favoritism, do not be afraid of any man. Make sure to judge objectively. Why? Ki ha-mishpat leilo kimhu. Because at the end of the day, if the judges are not judging fairly, then Hashem will judge those judges. Justice, ultimate justice, will come from Hashem. Hashem himself will render judgment. And here the Meshoar echoes the Torah by directing a request to Hashem to do just that. Kuma Elokim, Shefta Ha'aretz. Arise, Hashem, and judge the land. We look at the ideals presented to us within this parak, and we highlight the importance of a community that does not have perverted batei din. The same principles may be applied to our interpersonal lives as well. We are well advised to judge fairly in our interpersonal relationships, finding the benefit of the doubt, ensuring we have all the facts before we make important decisions. Decisions about a situation, decisions about others. We as a nation have the mission to create a community that is sanctified and just. When we are successful and we create a godlike congregation, we will merit that Hashem will be found in our midst. Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.